There we go. Welcome to the We Suck Elden Ring's Dick for the Next 30 Minutes podcast.
Look, you put your show on hiatus. I don't know why you're sacrificing 30 minutes of quality Elden Ring time to talk about Elden Ring, but I'm here for it.
Because I put 45 hours in that game in less than a week.
It's so good, right? Just dive in and talk about how good it is.
That's what I've been doing. That's honestly all my free time has gone to visiting Portland, Oregon, and then playing Elden Ring.
I haven't had a lot of free time. I'll be honest, I could have gotten the last cartoon of your one shot done in the time that Elden Ring came out, but instead I played Elden Ring. I think
like
I
made
the
should.
Correct choice. Yeah, I made the correct choice. Everybody's praising it. What's something you don't like about it?
The camera kind of gets on my fucking nerves, like when you're riding on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. My biggest gripe is when I'm on a horse on spells, if I'm not facing them or on the left, if I'm like in reverse, I can't cast a spell at the person from behind my horse.
Yeah, spells are a little tricky.
It makes sense, but I don't like it.
Yeah. Have you co-opted at all on it?
A little bit, my buddy Eric. We were having a good time hopping on and just fucking fighting things. Or he helped me with a couple bosses.
I love how easy it is to co-op, but I hate that me and my buddy Tyler, who's been on your show, you're co-op and you can't ride, you can't summon your horse. And we wanted to be, you know, riding horses through this massive land. That's my only gripe, really.
But I get why they kind of did that.
Yeah.
The other bad thing out of the way. If you invade somebody, you can't invade somebody who's on their own anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So if you invade somebody, which is one of my favorite things to do, you can't be invaded unless you're co-oping with somebody.
Huh. I was wondering why I hadn't been invaded that much. At all, really. I think the only invasions I've had were against, storyline invasions, not actually other people playing.
What has been, like, what boss has kicked your ass the most so far?
This
is going to be a little spoilery, because...
We'll start. What kind of build are you playing?
Oh, Magic Swordman.
Yeah, you going Magic Dex or Strength or just straight Magic?
So there's two. So far, I've looked up two things in this game. One, because I didn't want to be searching over the map for this one item that I needed to progress the story. Mm-hmm. And then two is how to get the Moonlight Greatsword, because that's what my build is built around.
Okay.
And I'm glad I did, because it's one of those cryptic ass, you need to do this, and then do this, and then do this.
Right.
It's a whole bunch of shit that I was like, I wouldn't find this on my own, and this is what my build's going for. What about you, Topher? What are you trying to build?
We are two peas in a pod. I'm doing the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. I played a sorcerer to the point where I got tired of dying so much. So I started over and I played like a paladin kind of build with the knight, and I started dropping some points in the faith. And early stages of the game are a lot easier with that build, but the magic's so fucking cool in this one. Mm-hmm. And I just, I had to go back, so I'm going to stick with my sorcerer. And I decided I was going to start, because Tyler's playing, and he's doing kind of a Dexy katana weed build.
Loser.
So I figured a strength mage would be a fun complement to his playstyle. And we've gotten to the point now where we're wrecking bosses. We just killed the main guy in the first castle,
Godric. Right?
Yeah.
Dragon Arm Man.
Yeah. The one that tries to put out our flame. We rocked that dude hard. And then today I got on and I found the rock throwing spell.
Oh, I use that one all the fucking time.
And I finally killed that fucking knight on horseback. As soon as you come out, he's been giving me fucking problems this whole time.
Yeah, he's a motherfucker.
That rock spell's dope against him. It's slow. But when he throws that shield up, if you throw any other spell at him, that shield will throw the spell back at you. But the rocks, it still does a little bit of damage.
I will say, what was really annoying, because I went through some of the magic-y areas, and you know, things are immune to magic. But with that spell, I think it's not just magic damage. I think that one's physical damage.
That one does physical damage. And the little swords that you can summon that float around your head, those do physical damage.
Yeah, it's fucking really nice to have that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hate that shit. In Dark Souls, when you make an all fight, like you're making a fire build or whatever, and you come against the one boss that has fire resistance, so you're like...
Yeah, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I can't do anything against this guy. But no, this one's the spell that does the blast from behind them. So like now I have an option for guys that use their shield. That's nice.
Oh yeah. I haven't found that one.
It's good. It comes in handy a lot. It's a little tricky because like if they move left or right at all, it'll miss. But if they're one of those slow guys with the shield, a little shard appears behind them and shoots towards their back. And that's pretty good damage.
Ooh, something else I've been leveling up is the whip, because apparently it just goes through blocking. It cannot be blocked.
The scythe gets around it too, I've seen.
Fuck scythes.
Yeah, they look cool though.
They do, but when I went to the hub world area thing, and that guy with the scythe.
Oh, yeah. You killed him?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did. He fucked me up.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, he's tough.
No, I haven't put any points into my health.
Me neither. That's all I want to cast more spells and I want them to do more damage. I just today was like, I'm going to throw a few points into strength so I could eventually use a cooler sword or, you know, something better.
Well, if you go to the Moonlight Greatsword, it only takes 16 strength, so don't go too high.
Yeah, no, I'm not planning to. And you can adjust weapons to have, you know, different, you can put a weapon art on it to make it magical based if you want to. So you can find a weapon that's normally not magical and make it.
Yeah, it scales with your intelligence. It's a lot of fun. I found a flail. That was really fun.
There's got to be a PvP area where you show up, you can get invaded even if you're by yourself. There's one in all of their games. And I'm excited to see what other people are using to kick my ass with.
I will say I did invade somebody today. Well, two people. And a guy was sitting up on a ledge, and I found it's called Loretta's Great Bow. It's a spell.
Oh, see, I haven't found that one yet.
Do you care if I get a little spoiler with it? It's just a
spell. No, please.
So what you do is you basically make a great bow out of magic, and you can charge this one. So if you hold it, the great bow gets bigger, and it has a fuck ton of range on it. And I sniped the one guy, and then I ran up to the other guy and just cut him up with the spell that turns your staff into a sword, like a short sword.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's in there. It's fun. There's a lot of really classic spells in here if you play any sorcerer.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of new ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun new ones, like the gravity spells.
Yeah, I haven't found many at all yet. Like the rock throwing ones, the newest one I found, aside from the that assassin spell, that was unique, I think, to this one. I don't remember them doing anything like that before. But there's spells that counter builds where before in like Dark Souls 1 or 2, like you either when you got a really good sorcerer build, you either just murdered the thing you showed up against or you were helpless against it. So I like there's alternatives and tweaks and stuff you can do in this one. But aside from the combat, man, the game is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a real fucking pretty game. There's a lot of shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten bored yet, which is
because
if you run against the wall, it's like it's not like Dark Souls 1 or 3. It's like, well, I can't beat this boss, and this is how I progress. Right. You're like, I can't beat this boss. I'm gonna go do other shit for a while. I'll come back to you.
Yeah. Well, it's like everybody's like you have to fight Godric to get to this next area. There's ways around him.
Yeah,
you don't have to fight him. I found a fun little, like, not even looking for a way to get around the castle. It's just before I knew it, I looked at the map and I was like, oh my god, that weird little cliff ledge that went all the way around this cavern, you know, and then opened up. Now I'm on the other side of that castle. I don't have to go through it. I want to because there's cool shit in there, but.
He is one of the bosses to beat the game, but besides, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere. I think they fucking did open world games perfect.
Mm-hmm.
when you're gathering materials, you don't have to get off your horse or do an animation. No, you just tap AO while you're over it.
Yeah, they really streamlined a lot of it, you know. I saw somebody say negative thing about it. It's all about just stabby, stab, stab. And it's like, yeah, but take your nostalgia goggles off for Skyrim. Skyrim was phenomenal game.
Mm-hmm.
But without the goggles on, you have to remember, oh, yeah, I did spend a half an hour one day just making iron daggers. Yeah. Like a half an hour in real time so that I could craft the next thing. Like this one, you just have to find the book and now you can make it, you know? You're not.
And that's the other thing, too. I haven't done a whole lot of crafting.
There's some cool shit in there.
There is. I don't know. It's a thing you can ignore. I mean, I use it to build the things that let you do or have co-op, but that's about it.
Yeah. There's a lot of like positive ones in there. I like that with that paladin that I played for a little bit, he also had a bow. And I would just, from horseback, I would just constantly shoot animals. You know, but I didn't have to get off my horse and skin them and then wait like the load screen. It's just like I'm enjoying the view and I can quickly kill these animals to pick up bone shards so I can make more arrows. Yes. You know, it's just really fast and streamlined. And that's cool to me.
There's a fine line. So like there's realism and then there's fun. And then game developers need to meet in the middle with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a game's too unrealistic, it's like, yeah, it kind of takes you out of it. Or no, if it's too realistic, it's like, yeah, I'm fucking, yeah, it's cool that my character does all this, but I want to play the game and not watch a cutscene. Like in Red Dead Redemption 2, you kill a buffalo, you get to watch him skin the buffalo.
Yeah, which time would be cool the first time you kill a buffalo, yeah. I think. Then just skip it.
Yeah, don't make me watch it every time.
The thing that gets me about this game is that I think it remembers it's a game, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It makes it go fast. There's not a lot. I love No Man's Sky, but No Man's Sky is all inventory management. This game is very little inventory management where, like, I have to spend. I could spend 10 or 15 minutes in Elden Ring going through my inventory and seeing things that I found. Oh, if I got 8 of these, I can go upgrade this, but I don't have to. I can just keep playing the game, you know?
Yeah, it's fucking. Thank you. Thank you, Miyazaki. Yeah.
Let me choose how I want to play and let me do it.
Yeah, I want to find more cool shit. I like, even right now I'm talking about it, I'm thinking what I'm going to do next in that game.
I made you laugh earlier when we were live for RPG Revolver when I said, I'm at work thinking about playing this game. I haven't felt this way about a video game probably since Dark Souls 3. And then No Man's Sky before that. Those were like my big ones in order.
Yeah. So last Saturday, when the week it came out, I was off that Sunday. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to be like, you know, 16 again and just stay up all night playing the game. And it got to a point around 7 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I'm falling asleep while playing because I've been up for too long. It's, you know, it's time to go to bed.
You remember the first game you ever did that with?
Oh, hold on. I got to think for a second. I know I know it. It was with my cousins, and we were playing Dragon Ball Z Budokai 1 or 2. And we stayed up most of the night just trying to beat Frieza.
Okay.
I was like maybe 8 or 9. And that's all I remember. What about you, Toker?
I mean, I had an Atari and a Nintendo and a Super Nintendo, but the game that I remember that I dumped a whole weekend into, it was on PlayStation. When I mentioned it earlier, when we were doing the other show, was Legacy of Kain Blood Omen on PlayStation 1. I beat that game in a weekend. I started Friday after school, and I think I clocked like 38 hours between Friday and Sunday and beat it. Like, I did nothing but eat and play that fucking video game for almost 3 full days.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do when you're excited about a game.
And that was back when, you know, the internet wasn't around a whole lot. So it was one of those, you see the cool game design cover at the store and you buy it and you're riding home and you've got the game open and you're going through the book. The book that came with it. And that's all it needed to hype me up to play it all fucking weekend. And I love that game. I've played all of them since and beat all of them since. But that's one that needs a... This game reminds me of that one. Mainly the... yeah, that's probably why I like it so much. It's a lot of, like, you get to a new map area and the landscape changes and the enemies change. You start finding cooler and more lore heavy, like, weapons and armor and spells, and you're just in weird areas and you don't know what's going to... You've seen the fucking... So there's the bears in that one level with the tiny heads.
Yeah, the elder bear, rune bears.
Rune bears. They're terrifying.
Yeah.
They were the first time. And there's a forest full of them. There's a forest where wolves fall out of the fucking trees. And then you're in this red Mars-like polluted landscape. And there's these bird bodies with these giant dog wolf heads on them that'll chase you down the road. And these bone centipedes with scythes that fucking spew acid at you. And it's like, man, this is only two of the areas that I've seen so far. And the monsters are so vast. There's a hawk with swords for legs.
It's phenomenal. I know. I love that one. I was like, that's the dumbest and coolest enemy I've seen in most of these games.
It reminds me of being a kid and trying to come up with just wild, crazy, visceral, just...
There's one
imagery, you know.
So this game has some of my favorite enemies I've ever seen in a Soulsborne game. It's a little bit later on, but you're basically just fighting a hand. And they're real big. They got a lot of fingers and they do, like, you know, the, like, it's like hand shit, and it's funny. And it's like, that's a cool, terrifying. Right. Like, if I saw that in real life, I'd, you know.
Yeah. You'd shit yourself, literally. Yeah.
And then there's another one that's like an Iron Maiden on wheels that has blades for hands, and it'll grab you and suck you in and crush you. Like, there's
the same area with the I went to today, for the people that are the zombies that are on fire and they get close to you, they'll blow up. And it's like, oh, I've seen that before. And I come around the corner and it's a chariot with a giant purple head on it that spews green fire at you. And I was like, well, I've never seen that before. And I have to learn how to kill it. I didn't. It killed the shit out of me. It was, they're mean. It's just, it's unexpected, and I enjoy it.
I will say this game has one of the coolest boss fights. Maybe my favorite, and it's, you'll get to it. His name, the General Rodan. I'm not going to spoil it because it was a fun boss fight. It was hard.
Okay.
Had a cool little mechanic to it.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
No, it's fun.
I like to learn through failure.
Godric, I remember fucking watching that cutscene with Godric where he, like, with the dragon head and the yada yada. I was like, oh, this is so cool. This is like just cool shit's happening. I don't know.
Did you find the item that helps with that fight?
No.
Okay, so this is Tyler found it. And I'm not going to give too much away. If you've played the other Souls games, you're familiar with patches.
Oh, I did see that, but I think I already beat him by the time I got that.
Well, if you don't kill him in the fight because he cowers for a minute, you let him live, he'll sell you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he sells you is an item that specifically debuffs Godric for just a few seconds.
Blinds him or whatever.
No, it's cool. Like, these runes come out the ground and they pull him to the ground for all of like 10 seconds. But that's normally enough for you to get the upper hand, or, you know, to drink a potion or something, you know, to kind of sway the fight back in your favor. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's something else these games do really well too. It's like, hey, remember Patches? Yeah, he's just in every game. Fuck off.
Yeah, for no reason.
Yeah. I'm kind of upset the blacksmith isn't Andre. I was kind of hoping for that.
Yeah. Who knows? He might be in there somewhere. We don't know. I mean, there'll be things that get discovered about this game years down the line.
Oh, of course.
Except for the fuckers that go through the source code and just dig it all up that way. And they're like, oh, I found a fucking code that says this, this, and this. And it's just like, man, I missed it when somebody had to play the game for, you know, several thousand hours and have no life to find out, you know, that there is a pineapple in Dark Souls 2.
No, that's, I don't know, that, but I do appreciate the fact that, like, I'm an adult and I don't have a lot of time, and I don't have like 30 hours to spend searching for this one thing so I can Google it.
That's nice. Yeah. No buying strategy guides anymore.
Yeah.
People used to pay money for that shit.
And cheat code books.
Oh, yeah. Not just books. You used to have to buy an actual device to hook to the front of your game to cheat.
Oh, the Game Genies?
Yeah, or Game Shark, the cheaper one.
Those are fun. Mm-hmm. Elden Ring's doing it right. They put out a fun game. It's made.
Mm-hmm.
There's no major bugs or glitches.
Yeah, I don't play on PC. I'm on PlayStation 4. I know it probably runs better on the 5, but I just don't have the money to throw at something needlessly like that. And I'll be honest, I see a little bit of pop in with like the landscape sometimes. And I have noticed that sometimes when there's a fuck ton of shit going on the screen at one time, there'll be a little bit of FPS drop, but that stuff doesn't, I don't catch that too often.
When you do, you don't care. That's not why you're playing this game.
No, if it's very noticeable, it's just noticeable, but it doesn't go, oh my God, that just ruined my whole day. Yeah. It's just like, wow, my game is struggling because there's a dragon and fucking me and Tyler and four wolves and a fucking swamp full of shit. Like, there's a lot going on the screen that this game is dumping out into my brain visually. You know, it could stutter.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that without stuttering. So why should I ask more of the video game?
No, I'm just, like I said, the horse is fun. Have you done any of the spirit summon shit?
So when I was running with the paladin, I liked to summon the wolves, right? Because I felt like, you know, it fit a theme, but I could sneak in. I'd summon the wolves. Now I'm out of magic because I'm a paladin.
Yeah.
I would crossbow bolt a guy to kind of trigger the combat, and then the wolves would run in there and just fuck shit up. And I'm just in the middle of my wolves fucking shit up while I jab and stab and fucking bash stuff. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I took the starting one that you could get with my wizard. When you make your character, you get like your key item you can pick. And the one that I picked summons two like frog-like goblins. And they're kind of terrible, but they throw blue acid bombs at people. So they die fast, but they're hilarious. And thematically, for me, it fits. But I just got one. There's two that I haven't tried. There's one that I haven't tried yet, and then two I haven't tried yet. There's the jellyfish and the a wretch. And I can't remember where I found the wretch at.
Oh, that's the biggest thing, too. You just forget where you find things.
Yeah. But I killed a boss that was undead-oriented, and it gave me the ability to summon two skeletal knights.
Good word.
And they died extremely fast, and I was like, oh, and then they got back up, and I was like, hooray! So,
yeah, the one I use the most, it's like five little dudes all behind great shields.
Oh, and see, I haven't even seen that one.
They just tank damage, and I'm a wizard, so I'm like, magic missile.
Yeah, no, I'd love to have that one. That one sounds cool as fuck.
Yeah, because like most of the time they're guarding, so they don't have a lot of health or anything, but they can take a couple of hits before they're dead.
Yeah.
When you're playing a wizard, it's annoying because when you have things run up on you, because it's like, I need time to do things. But you can't do that if you got someone up your ass. So those guys are like, go distract him for me.
Do you use the shield at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't. I'm making myself not. I fast roll. It makes it very intense, but like I've had some really good combats where I've won because I got their moveset down, you know?
Yeah.
I miss So I always like playing a sword and board in most of the Souls games because it makes the environments a little bit more durable for your character. But in this one, if you block something and then you could trigger, what's it called? A a guard attack.
Yeah.
Where if you just regular block, but you time out that you can stab them back real quick. I love that addition.
Jumping attack is a good addition.
Mm-hmm. Dude, watching that horse, I saw a video where the horse jumped over a ring of fire, you know, with his double jump so that he could run in there and stab the thing. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that, you know, the mobility you've got in this game.
Yeah, because the bosses are a lot, I would say, more aggressive. Like Margit.
Oh, yeah. And insanely difficult.
Margit, fucking Godric even's fast. Like, they're all just fast. They're running at you.
I don't think I fought Godric yet. There's some enemies in the game where, you know, the health bar pops up at the bottom. You're like, oh, fucking boss fight. But sometimes that health bar doesn't pop up at the bottom and they're basically a boss fight.
Yeah.
But there's that castle that's like south east of where you start.
And the red area?
No. You're still in the first staging area. I can't remember the name of it, but there's a guy you can talk to this over this bridge. You can actually hear him. He's running a bridge. He's like, oh, I'm looking for an adventurer or whatever. You run
and talk to him. I can't find him. I've been looking for him because I cleared the place out.
And he's not there anymore?
Well, I don't know where the location is. I lost where that location was at.
So if you just follow that road in that area, just see where that road goes on your map. Part of the road will go under a bridge towards the north of where that castle is. He's on top of that bridge.
Huh.
Or it's not like a bridge. It's like a fallen tower.
Yeah.
It's like a bridge on the map. But his keep there, you know, like it's a hard fight to get in, but it's kind of a small keep. And then you get to the top and there's just a knight up there that has like fucking a blood sword or something.
Yeah, I remember that motherfucker.
And I was like, oh, no health bar. I got him. Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Jumped over and fucked me up.
So I also think that there's two ways to play this game with your health. You can either split it between endurance and health and have, you know, some armor and some health. Go all health or go all armor. And I like going all armor.
Because it gives you more stamina, right?
Yeah, and you look cooler. And you can hold more shit.
I like armor options.
Oh, it's not fashion sold anymore. It's Elden Bling.
There's still bonfires to me and it's still fashion souls. I can't help it.
Yeah, it's like I need to get to the fucking bonfire. It's a bonfire. It'll always be a bonfire.
Yeah. It's what are they called? The echoes or memories or
runes?
No. The bonfires in Elden
Ring. Oh, Lost Grace.
Lost Grace. Yeah, I'm not gonna call it that. It's a bonfire.
Yeah, it's also my souls, not my runes.
I can't help it.
Yeah, it's just
been doing that for a decade, calling it that. Don't just change the term on me because George R. R. Martin's tubby ass got over there and helped you write some of this shit.
Also, this is Dark Souls 4. I don't care what anybody says. This is big Dark Souls.
Dude, there are castles in this fucking game that feel like they're the size of like Dark Souls 1.
Yeah. They put a lot of fucking work into this game. They didn't rush it.
Mm-hmm.
It won most anticipated game 2 years in a row.
Well, I pre-ordered it, and I'm very much adamant that I don't pre-order games anymore except FromSoft games, and I'm not disappointed. I pre-ordered it so it could download while I was at work.
Same.
I got home and played it, and it was exactly what I wanted in a video game. And
like that's why you're right. This is what I wanted. And they gave it to us.
They did. Like I said, the only hiccup is like if I could ride horseback with my fellow companions in the co-op, that would be because some of the bosses is like I feel like you need that horse to make the boss manageable.
Mm-hmm. There's one that's like that. I recommend doing by yourself so you can use your horse.
Well, the first knight that you come across, the optional knight, like on foot, he one-shotted me. And I was co-oping with Tyler again. And it was like, all he had to do was touch me and I was dead. And he's too fast. But I got that rock spell and I got that horse and I summoned those fucking skeletal fucking things. And it was still a tough combat. He could still kill me in two hits on the horse. One hit if he hit me with the right thing, but being able to stay in front of him and time attacks and things like that, it made it a bit more, man, dude, that fight was dope because I ran out of magic and he only had a sliver of health left. So I had to switch over to my mace and actually run up and hit him with it. And my heart was racing. I was like, I haven't gotten close to this guy this whole combat. He's going to kill me. All I have to do is hit him like two or three times. And I got him. I'm so happy.
That happened to me today on a boss fight where your heart is, there's no drug like Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Like that rush.
Sometimes it's not even a boss fight. You'll be get mobbed by people in the world and it turns into, oh my God, this is like a fight for your life. And it's really good.
Yeah. It's that the boss has one hit. You have one hit. You're out of potions. You're out of spells. And you just got to hit him with that. You hit me. It's that kind of shit I love.
You got enough runes to level up twice. And you don't have to try and come back and get them, you know?
Which, thank God for Statues of Mirica. Or what the fuck they're called. It's just, don't waste my time making me run back to the boss. What a quality of life improvement.
So good, yeah. Like the starting area, did you go back and use a stone dagger to get into that extra fog gate there at the very beginning?
No, is there anything worth it?
I haven't beat it yet, because it's, you remember the chariot area from Dark Souls 2, where the chariot runs around?
Yeah.
It's that, but it's a whole level of timing that dude out and running, and it's very aggravating. And I got all the way to the end, and there's a boss fight there, and I was just banging my head against the wall, so I teleported out, and then I remembered, I can't teleport back to that boss fight because it was that little statue that lets you respawn there. So I have to run through all those chariots again. So I'll figure out what that is way down the line.
Now I want to go do it because I'm like level 50 something now.
Oh, well, you got me beat by like 25 levels. Granted, I've got two guys at level 20 something.
Oh, the other cool spell that they added is there's just, you can put down a circle on the ground and all your spell casting in there does more damage.
Oh, neat. Did you get the bubble spell?
No, where's that?
It sucks.
I bet it does.
But it's hilarious. Okay, so the same
for reference, by the way, I am at the big Erd Tree.
Oh, okay. So no, I'm not. I'm at one of the little ones is where I'm talking about. So there was that keep we were just talking about. Where the bears with the little heads are and shit.
I thought you'd call them that, yeah.
Yeah, because they're giant bears with regular bear heads. It's hilarious. They're still terrifying.
Yeah, they've won.
But there's that tree there, and north of that little tree is a circular building, and inside is an elevator that takes you down. Have you done that?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay, so the bubble spell is there in the first area.
Huh, I must have just missed it then.
Yeah, the there's a statue. When you get down the elevator, there's a statue in the... I hope this is entertaining to listen to.
It is for me.
There's a statue in that first area. And if you look at the top of the statue, you can see something glowing up there. I know the bubble spell's there and something else is kind of cool, but you have to like, it's where you have to remember that you can jump in this game.
Yeah. There's platforming in this game.
It's a platforming area. So you have to jump and walk across the top of the ruined walls.
Huh.
And you'll get to another area where you can drop down on the top of that statue and you get the bubble spell, which requires 14 or 18 arcane.
Oh, I'm
not intelligence. Not intelligence, arcane.
There's some other really cool arcane spells. I don't know if you've gotten to yet.
Probably not.
Oh, dude, they're there. I want to do a build around those.
Okay.
Once you find it, you'll know what I mean. I don't want to spoil that because it was cool finding out how that works.
I've come across spells that require faith and intelligence, which is kind of I guess it's not new. There was the hexes or whatever in Dark Souls 2 that required both.
I found some that require arcana and faith.
Really?
Yeah.
I like having my arcane higher. I feel like I've been finding cooler shit. I've got a gargoyle helmet that gives me a +3 to intelligence.
Oh, the cat one?
Yeah.
I wore that for the longest time.
I'm wearing it now.
I basically
meteor staff, fucking cat head. I got that one
too. basically doing the same build.
Yeah. You've just played about 40 more hours than I have.
Listen, I have a problem. As soon as I'm done recording this, guess what I'm doing?
If I didn't have to get up in 5 hours, I would be doing the same.
I'm sorry. Well, let's wrap this up then.
I'm off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I plan to play the fuck out of this game.
It's real good.
Is there cross-platform? We can't play together because you're on PC, huh?
No, because you're on PlayStation. PlayStation doesn't want to fucking play nice.
Well, no. I mean, your computer's made by the same people that made the Xbox. That's not cross-platform. That is computers playing together. That's, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but you can play with Xbox.
Can I?
I think so. I think the only people that can't play together is PC and PlayStation.
Weird.
I could be wrong. But anyway, I'm back, bitches. www.homebrewtrials.com. Check out their shit. Mm-hmm. Buy Elden Ring.
They did not sponsor this, but we would be super, super happy if they thought about it. Oh, Joel Haver on YouTube did a fun Elden Ring animation.
Oh, I saw it with the rotoscope one.
Yeah.
That was really cool. The chest high wall.
He's the one that talked to me or showed, not me, like I know him, but he posted the video about how absinthe works, which I still haven't figured out, even though he's gone in detail, hilarious detail on how to make it work. But his rotoscoping is hilarious. So that is spoiler-free Elden Ring comedy that I would suggest you watch.
Toe high wall, you can get over that. Knee high wall, there's a chance. Chest high wall, no way.
No way. We're totally protected in here. What are you doing on the other side of that wall? I guess I'll live here now.
See ya. Say goodbye, motherfucker.
Oh, I thought you had stopped recording already. Let's talk a little bit more about Elden Ring.